Good morning, everyone. Wow, those songs were absolutely beautiful. I mean, if you sing those songs and you can't have it, you know, the heart changed and get drawn closer to the Lord, I don't know. That's incredible. They were beautiful songs. All the songs were. Amen. My name is Minister Randy. I'm from the Lamb Community Church. I'm also a part of Rescue Revive Ministries and Camry, but we've merged together. So we are Rescue Revive Ministries. Dominic DeNisi, Pastor Dominic DeNisi, is our overseer, and it's such an honor to be a part of his ministry. We talked about it a couple years ago, but it really wasn't God's time. See, God has a perfect time for everything. Amen? But we believe this time it was time to merge, because him and I, we've been together for 6 years now. So we've been all around the world, been all over America, and then all over the streets of preaching the gospel and sharing Jesus Christ with the hurting and the lost. Like he says, rescue the lost and revive the Christian. That's what it's all about. Amen? Such an honor to be here this morning. And I haven't been here in a while, but you know, every time I come here, I know I say it, but there's such a beautiful presence here. There really is. Beautiful, beautiful spirit. And thank you for coming, and thank the leadership for allowing me to be here. I do have a word. When Pastor Dominic had asked me if I would like to speak here, I prayed and I said, yeah, I love to speak for the Lord wherever he opens up doors for me to go. And I got to say hi to my pastor and my chaplain, Pastor Lewis. God bless you, man of God, chaplain, and his dear wife. Amen. I'm wearing a shirt, chaplain. He said, when you go to church, just wear the chaplain's shirt. So I'm wearing it. Amen. Because I'm bragging. It's just another milestone in my life that God has brought in my life. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm not going to share my testimony. Some of you have heard that. But as I was saying, I do have a word from God. You know, as I've been reading the scriptures for the last few months, there's been a theme that I've been hearing from the Holy Spirit in my heart. And this is basically what the Lord had asked me in my heart. He says, do you really believe that I'm in control of all things? And I had to search my heart, and I had to really think, do I really believe that? Because there's so much things going on in our world today. So I had to do some soul searching. So what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to talk about out of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. Now many of you know, many of you have been living for the Lord longer than me. I call myself the least of the saints. Amen? Praise God. God brought me into Christ when I was 56 years old. So I've been serving him since then, and I've never looked back, and I never want to look back. But anyways, Proverbs was written by one of the most wisest men in the Bible, King Solomon. So there's some really things in there that we really should pay attention to. Amen? So as I was seeking the Lord and asking him about this message, I really felt him directing me to Proverbs. If you have the word, I know you do, would you turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3? And we're going to begin to read verse 5 through 7. And I'm going to try to get this organized here. Here we go. I'm a man of notes because, you know, when you get a little older, your mind doesn't think as quick and as sharp as it used to. So I have to have notes to keep me focused and keep me on track. Me and one of the brothers here, one of the three wise men, we're talking about that. Amen. All right. Let's just have a word of prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the honor to share your word. To me, Lord, it's always a privilege and always an honor. And I'm not worthy, Lord, to stand before these people. Only through Jesus, only through the blood of Christ, have you made me worthy, Lord. Have you made me approved. Thank you, Lord, for that. Holy Spirit, glorify the word, glorify Christ, minister to every heart, every mind. Hide me behind the cross. Let Jesus be seen in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the people of God. King Solomon was saying this, and there's so much here because, you see, we're living in a time, we all know that, we're living in some crazy times. Amen? I mean, there's so much uncertainty in the world today. There's so much confusion, there's so much indecisions, there's so much crazy stuff happening in our world, and some of you are a lot older than me, and some of you can testify, you've never seen the world like it is today. It's completely upside down. Everything is just coming unloose. And we see that. But the amazing thing is we see society today, a lot of people are embracing it and accepting it. I hate to say it, even believers. Even believers are accepting what's coming through our culture today. And it's sad because it goes against everything that God stands for. We sung that song, Lord, I want to be holy. Lord, refine me. Lord, search my heart. God's a holy God. God's a just God. God's a righteous God. But we see so much happening in our society today. So do we really believe that God is in control of everything? I had an incident this morning. I'll share with you. I got up, had a wonderful time with the Lord, great prayer, read the word and had great devotions, had my coffee, took my shower, of course, and played with my little kitty. And I get ready to go down to my van, and I put the key in the ignition, and the car, the van won't start. I go, no, this cannot be happening. It wouldn't start. Battery's shot. So now I'm kind of saying, Lord, I've got to go to this church. I've got stuff I got to do. Did I lose it? I did for a little bit. And I said, wait a minute. Is God in control of this? I was tested this morning. Is God really in control? So what I did is I got on the phone. I tried to call Pastor Dominic. It was too late because he was already preaching at 10 o'clock. I tried to call his buddy, but that was too late because he was there with him. I said, okay, Lord, who am I going to get a hold of? So I called my dear sister, Patricia. She's part of my ministry and also in my church. And she's so faithful. And she's 77 years old. She got out of bed, came down, got dressed, picked me up, and brought me here. Praise the Lord. God's in control. Amen? Do we really believe that? And this is what the Lord is asking us. So what he's saying here, he's saying we must trust the Lord with all our heart. So I started thinking about the heart. The heart in the Hebrew, it literally means all our emotions, all our feelings, every part of us. Do we trust the Lord? Is he in control of what's going on in our society today? Because I repeat, there's a lot of crazy things going on today. Everybody believe that? I feel so sad for our children today that are going to public schools. It's so sad what they have to be, especially if they're Christians, what they have to endure, what they have to face because of what's going on in our schools. I'm part of a retreat called Koinonia. It's not Koinonia Church in Rochester, in East Rochester, but it's a big organization. I'm part of them. And a lot of the people in there are Christian school teachers. And they say it's so hard for them to be a teacher today in society, in our culture, because of what's being demanded for them to teach, what's being demanded them for to allow in our schools. So do we trust God? Is God able to keep us until that day when he comes back? I say, yes, he is. And the word of God says that. He's able. Amen? It says in Philippians 1:6, my favorite scripture, be confident of this very good thing. He who's begun a good work in us, amen, is able to keep us until that day of Christ Jesus. So he's able, young people. He's able to keep you. He's able to keep you, middle-aged, elderly, all of us. He's able to keep us, but we got to trust him. We got to rely on him. We got to know, no matter what happens, no matter what comes down the pike, we got to trust the Lord. Say, Lord, I know you're in control. Lord, I know you're able and you're capable of doing what your word says. Because there's a lot of promises, and many of you know the promises in the word. Amen? Do we believe them? Do we really believe them? Or do we just read them and say, oh, okay, that's really beautiful, Lord, okay. We have to believe them. We have to receive them. Amen? This is what the Lord was teaching me. And it says, lean not unto thy own understanding. And this was what really got me. I said, Lord, I understand that, but what are you really saying? So I started digging into this. And I come up with something. And this is what I come up with. Lean not unto thy own understanding. What does the Holy Spirit mean? Here we go. People, we can't make sense out of what's happening in our world today. We can't. There's no common reasoning or what's happening in our society. That's what I got out of it. I said, you're right. Lord, there's no sense. There's no common sense of what's going on in our society today. In our political society, economics, and every facet of society, we can't make sense out of it because it's evil. It's darkness. It really is. Today, we're living in a society, and I know I'm an evangelist. I'm out there all the time. I traveled all over with Pastor Dominic Denisi, and we've seen it. Every facet, church, of society, the spirit of the Antichrist is in control. I'm telling you. I used to go to a kitchen over on Lyle Avenue. I won't mention the name. But they actually called the police on me for praying for the people on the sidewalk. I just went there and wanted to pray with people as they were going in to get food and coming out. They told me I had to leave. I said, what are you talking about? You're supposed to be a Christian ministry. Well, we can't have that no more. And I found out why. Because they belong to the government. They belong to the government. And the government will not allow them to have prayer or any of those things because that's just the way it is. And the Lord showed me that. And I'll give you another testimony. I knew a young lady who had cancer, and she was at this facility in Henrietta, and she would go there and she would get her medicine. And I went there one time and sat with her just to comfort her. And I looked around and I seen different people that had nobody there to comfort them or to be with them while they're getting this injection for their cancer. I said, Lord, that ain't right. I want to do it. So a few years back, I said, I want to come here and sit with some of these people. And just pray with them, maybe read a scripture, just be with them. So I called the hospital and I talked to the people, and one nurse says, well, I'll get back with you. And I got a hold of the main person, and she says, no, we can't have that. We can't allow that here. I said, ma'am, I'm not trying to push my religion. I'm not trying to push anything. I just want to pray with them. I just want to maybe read a scripture with them because there's nobody with them. She says, no, we can't allow that. Spirit of the Antichrist. It's in every area. It really is. And it's getting worse. So we can't make sense out of what's happening in our society today. And if we try, you know what's going to happen? We're going to get fearful. We're going to get depressed. We're going to get anxiety. And we're going to get all kinds of crazy stuff. That's what's happening with a lot of Christians today. I talk to a lot of Christians and they tell me, you know, I don't want to get into this too much, but they tell me they got all this, they're on this different medications for depression, anxiety. All these things. Listen, the Word of God is able to keep us in perfect peace. The Bible says if we keep our minds on the Lord, I will keep you in perfect peace. You're looking at a man, before I came to Christ, I was on antipsychotic medication. I was on medication to go to bed, to get up, and function during the day. Yes, they made all kinds of stuff. I walked around like a zombie. More medication. They just wanted to keep me medicated. But when I came to Christ, 2017, let me tell you something. 2 months later, I'll never forget it. I knew in my spirit I didn't need it no more. And I took it and I threw it away. And ever since that, the Lord has been, I've not heard any more voices. I haven't had any incidents one bit. Why? Because I got the gospel. It's the gospel that will keep us. It's the gospel that will keep our minds straight and in order. Amen? So we can't make sense, people. Don't try to figure out what's going on, because the devil's going to come and make all kinds of confusion. He's going to make all kinds of accusations. He's going to make all kinds of things that you're going to just get all messed up and you can have a nervous breakdown. The Bible says that in the last days, men's hearts will fail them. Because they look at the things that comes upon the earth. Jesus said that. This is what's happening. So lean on the Lord's understanding. And that's the Word of God. That's what the Lord's been telling me. Son, lean on my Word. Hide thy Word in your heart that you might not sin against me. That you might not fall into the traps of the devil. That you may not compromise. That you may not get caught up in all this woke crazy stuff that's invaded the church. My church, where I'm from, they have like 6 churches in there. It's the First Presbyterian Church. Been there 200 years. 200 years they just celebrated. Last year, the board, and I thank God for them, they're elderly and they're beautiful people, they love the Lord, they broke away because they said no, because they weren't woke. And they said, we're not going to stand for that. So now they named the church the new foundation. What is it, Lord? I don't know. Foundation stone, stone foundation, something like that. It doesn't matter. But they didn't go woke. They didn't follow the mainstream. And I know this church won't do it neither. I know Dominic won't have that. You all know that. One thing about Dominic, he's a very serious man when it comes to the gospel. I've learned that, I've seen it, and I know. So, and you have too. But I thank God for that, because I would have left that church if they would have went woke. If they would have went along with the mainstream of everything, I'd have been gone. No way. So we have to take stands. We have to understand. We got to lean on the Lord. We can't make sense out of what's going on today. Give it to the Lord. Amen. We need to pray for our schools like never before. We need to pray for our colleges. I'm sure many of you have heard Pastor Dominic mention it. I've been to all kinds of different colleges in America. All over, Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Dartmouth, Maine University, Vermont University, Brown University, all these colleges, even Ohio State University, Kentucky University, and all of them, deny the Lord. All of them. And the students don't even have any idea who Jesus is. And I asked one in Yale, I said, you know, this great, big, huge library, it's got all the books of the world and knowledge and wisdom. I said, young man, do you have the Bible there? No. There's no Bible in that huge library with thousands of books. I said, you're being cheated. He goes, what do you mean? I said, you're being cheated by the Bible. It has so much history. It has so much things in it that you're being cheated out of. You know? Yeah. And he didn't understand what I was meaning. And this is here in America. So we can't make sense out of what's happening. But what we have to learn to do, and I'm sure many of you do, maybe some of you don't, maybe that's why the Lord has me sharing this, we've got to lean on the Lord's understanding. We got to find the mind of God. We got to find the understanding of God and follow that. And it basically goes back to this, is God in control? That's what I keep hearing. Is God in control? Yes, he is. Brother was sharing with me about how I want to come to that too. Wednesday night, how he's been teaching how Babylon was used by the Lord to do all kinds of evil to Israel. God uses evil for his purpose. I always tell people, wherever I go, God has Satan on a short chain. He can pull him back any given time. Any given time. Amen? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. That was another one that really I thought about. I said, Lord, do I acknowledge you in everything I do? Do I? I didn't. But I'm learning to now. Why does he say that? Because you see, church, whether you believe it or not, we do have demonic spirits. There are demonic forces of evil in high places, principalities. Listen, I see it every Thursday where I do ministry. This past Thursday, there was demonic people there. You could see the manifestations of them right there. So we have to acknowledge God, because if we don't, the enemy can have a trap, he can have an ambush. You read it in Psalms. I read Psalms for 2 years when I first came back to the Lord. It's the only book I read. For 2 years, the Lord had me in Psalms. And I'm so grateful, because it taught me so much about how David could outsmart the enemy. Why? Because he trusted the Lord. No matter where he was at, no matter what cave, no matter where he was at, how many mounted around him, he trusted the Lord, and the Lord got him out of the ambushes. The Lord got him out of all those pitfalls that he could have been in. I love it. I love it. I love reading the Psalms. And my brother and sister were singing Psalms, and it was beautiful. So we can't be wise. We have to acknowledge him in all that we do. And you say, well, everything? Yeah, everything. That's what it says, in all thy ways. So Lord, should I go here today? What about this job? What about this career? What about this move? What about this marriage? Young people, make sure you acknowledge the Lord about the woman or man you're going to give your life to. You don't want to make a mistake because it could ruin your life. Many men have been brought down by that, and women too. So acknowledge God. God, is this the one for me? Or God, is this the college? God, is this the career? God, is this the way you want me to go? These are very important things in our life. And you know what? God will honor it, and He will direct your paths. He will speak to your heart and say, yes, this is the way I want you to go. No, I don't want you to go this way. He's done it with me so many times in my ministry. Yeah. I'll never forget it. When I first started the ministry, all we were doing was praying on the streets for people. We didn't have an outreach. We weren't feeding people. Just praying for people in front of the Catholic Family Center. And I heard the Holy Spirit so clearly say to me, no gold, no glitter. I said, what? No gold, no glitter. I didn't know what that meant. The next day, I had somebody come up to me. Randy, I want to make these banners. Randy, I want to make these flyers we can pass out. Randy, da, 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 all this stuff. And I go, wow. Gold and glitter, just being all fancy and decked out and everything. God says, no, I don't want you to be like that. I want you to stay simple and humble. And I know why now, because if I'd have been like that with all these t-shirts and everything, Jesus loved me, people would have ignored me and walked around me. But because I looked just like they did, well, I was not like that, but I was dressed normal, I could pray with them. I could minister to them. They built a relationship. I could trust them. I mean, they could trust me. And let me tell you, we had a great time for 8 months down there praying in front of the Catholic Family Center. We prayed for thousands, over 3,000 people. And I ain't kidding you, we kept record of it. About over 3,000 people we prayed for. We gave Bibles out. The counselors were coming out asking us, what are you doing? My people are coming in, they're all happy and laughing. I said, we're talking about Jesus. And she said, well, can you pray for me? We're praying for counselors. And then we started having these really nice Bibles. We're giving Bibles out. And they were just like, they couldn't believe it. So the counselors wanted Bibles. We gave them Bibles. This went on for 8 months. But God was directing my path that I didn't even know. Because one day I got this idea. I had a 10-foot cross. I had it built. Me and my brother, he's going to be with the Lord now. 10 feet high, 6 feet wide with a wheel on it. I wanted to get an idea to carry a cross around. I did carry it for a while. I'm wondering, boy, did I get a lot of things about that one. Anyways, I said, you know what? I'm going to bring the cross to the Catholic Family Center, and I'm going to put it right out there in the front. And I did. And not more than 5 minutes later, I mean, all hell broke loose, man. Security guards come. Hey, you can't have that on this building. You got to get out of here. I said, what do you mean? I've been here 8 months praying for people. They know me in there. They want you out of here. They don't want that cross here. You got to take that cross. Next thing you know, here comes 3 cop cars. I felt like I was some kind of a fugitive or something. All they did was put a cross on the building. They went nuts. But it was the hand of God, and I didn't know it. I did not know it because I didn't acknowledge the Lord. Lord, should I take this cross to the ministry? But out of that, God honored it. Make a long story short, that's how He moved me from there to a parking lot where we started doing the ministry. Then we started feeding people and so forth and so forth. And now we're where we're at now today. But I didn't acknowledge him. But if it wasn't for God's grace, who knows what could have happened out of that. Amen? So, but I really like it because I have one cop. He stops. He says, he pulls in front of me. He says, gets out of the car. He's got tattoos, Spanish brother. He goes to me. He says, could I get your name? I said, no, not you. Come on. He goes, no, I wanted to just shake your hand. I go, what? He goes, because I'm a Christian too. He says, I'm a Christian, but I got to obey my authorities. And you know what? That man started coming to our ministry. We started praying for him. Yeah, he's an RPD officer here in Rochester. Born-again believer, loves the Lord, has a beautiful wife. We started praying with him. So we got to learn to acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, and He'll direct your path. Because let me tell you something. The enemy, he will try to set ambushes and traps any way he can to get us. His whole objective, and we all know this, is to pull us away from the faith of Christ, to pull us away from the will of God, to pull us away from what God wants you to do. Whatever God's calling you to do, Satan wants to pull you away from that. So we have to ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do? Where should I go? And he shall direct thy paths. Amen. I'm almost finished. Verse 7. This was a good one too, because, yeah. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So I went, because I really didn't understand all that, so I went and dug and I got a good commentator. And this is what he said. He tells us not to rely on our own wisdom. Got to understand, this doesn't mean we're to act recklessly. You know? We're not to get all weird. Or without thought. We're not to act recklessly or without thought. Of course we have to give our own thoughts and ideas and things like that. This is what I tell people all the time. I say we have to allow God to filter through us his desires and his plans and his will. And be willing to say, Lord, okay, if you don't want me to do that, I won't do it. You don't want me to go here, I won't go there. It's called letting him filter. And it's really called surrendering. And that's something the Lord taught me. Because if you want to know anybody who was stubborn, it was me. Oh, man. I was stubborn. For years, I ran from the Lord. Over 40 years. Very stubborn. And God had to teach me how to be humble and how to allow him to filter through me his desires and plans for my life. Amen? The point is that our intellect is nothing compared to that of God who created us. Human wisdom falls far below God's wisdom and leads to failure and assumptions. Whew. Assumptions are very dangerous. I've gotten a lot of trouble by assuming things. Anybody else? I sure did. So we got to understand God's wisdom is far greater than our understanding, far greater than our wisdom, and we fall short of his wisdom. So why not say, Lord, you direct my paths. Lord, you lead my life. Lord, you take over my life. And I had to learn to do that, and it wasn't easy. Not easy at all. But I'm learning to do it every day. It's a daily walk, as you all know. Every day, Paul says, I die daily. I read that and I go, wow, here's Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote 3/4 of the New Testament, and he says, I die daily. It's pretty powerful. If he has to die every day daily, what's he dying to? He's not dying to his physical body. No, he's dying to himself, his self-will, his self-desires. Amen? And we have to do that, church. We have to do that. Order to get the will of God. And that's something the Lord revealed to me too. If I don't die daily, then I'm never going to understand what God wants for me. When he called me to preach, I said, no way, shape, or form is that happening. I just want to be a Christian, sit in the pew or the chairs, and maybe witness. I don't want nothing to do with preaching. I want none of that stuff. I said, Lord, please, no. Because I ran from it almost 40 years ago when I was in Teen Challenge years ago. And yeah, so I ran from it. And here I am. Here I am now, preaching. And all over the world, everywhere, God's will be done. Amen? I'm almost done. Now it says here, part B. I like doing that. I have part A to the scripture and part B. Part B to the scripture is very, very important. And this is, I'm going to speak to the young people about this one. Not picking on you, but I'm going to speak to you. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's a command. And that's something very important we have to learn as all believers. Fear the Lord. Now, it's not fearing them like the children of Israel did on Mount Sinai. They feared him. They said, Moses, you talk to him. We can't, because he came with lightning and thunder and smoke and voice, really loud thundering voice. It's talking about reverence, honoring, cherishing, standing in awe. God, you're so amazing. Like he was singing. They were singing. God, you're so powerful. You know, I'll be home sometimes and I'll be thinking about the Lord. And I go, Lord, your power. When I heard in there, I read in there about his unsearchable light. I said, oh my gosh, unsearchable light. No, he has a light. We can't go to that light. It's unforbidden. It's unforbidden light. Excuse me. It's a light so bright we can't. Then I read when he comes back, his very brightness is going to consume the Antichrist. And he was taken. I love that. You ever read that? It was taken. I love that because you see the Antichrist, he's trying to be all this big bad guy and the devil and everything. But the Bible says he is taken. In other words, there's no battle. There's no fight. There's no resistance. Just taken. Hallelujah. That's our God. By the brightness of his coming, he will consume the Antichrist. So we need to fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, honor the Lord, cherish the Lord. He must be first. Young people, he must be first. And if you keep him first, then he'll do everything else for you. He'll give you the opportunities. He'll give you the job. He'll give you the career. All those things will come if you keep the Lord first. He's got to be first. So we fear him. And then the last part of the message is departing from evil. And I just got done reading, I think it was Timothy or Titus, it says, when we come to a maturity, it says perfection, but we'll never come to perfection. That's never going to happen until we go to be with the Lord. We all fall short. We all sin. We have to repent. But anyways, how do we know we come to maturity? I read in there, when we discern good and evil. When we can discern what's good and what's evil. Because the world tells us today what's good is evil and what's evil is good. They got it backwards. Amen? I hate what they're doing to the family. You see, you're looking at a man that never appreciated marriage or any of that stuff. And now today I'm with Christ. I want to get married one day. I want to have a wife in my life. I want to enjoy the beautifulness of marriage. And I'm 63 years old. Because they're destroying the sanctity of marriage. They're destroying the very fabric of this world. All things that are moral and holy and pure and righteous and clean. They're destroying it. We got to get angry and we got to pray and we got to stand up for righteousness. I can't stand what they're doing. How they're saying there's all these genders and all this crap. It's so crazy. We can't understand it though, church. I hope I don't offend nobody, but there's only two genders, male and female. That's it. None of this crazy stuff. I can't even keep up with it. I was in a store in East Rochester at Wegmans, and there was, I don't know, a woman, man, whatever, you know. And I didn't know how to address it because I didn't want to start a battle because I knew there would have been. So I just says, well, I want that stuff, thank you. I just say, you know, him, her, ha, tha, di, all that stuff. I kept it very simple and proper. It's hard to keep up with some of the stuff. That's why the Lord says, don't try to understand it because it don't make no sense, but understand my word, learn my word, and I know you are. Dominic's been teaching, I love it, he's been teaching the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount, the greatest truths that Jesus ever spoke were in the Sermon on the Mount. You can never exhaust it. You can never, ever complete it. There's so much in there. So, young people, I love you, man. And I'm going to tell you something. I know. I wish I would have listened to my elders. I wish I would have listened to the older folks in my life that got it put. But I didn't. They don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Because they got experience. They've been through some things. Now I'm 63. Now I'm listening. And I remember, I'm going to quit with this. I remember an old man told me this years ago. An elderly man. Shouldn't call him old. I don't call nobody old. I call everybody young. Some of you know that. I learned that from the streets. You don't offend nobody. But he said this to me. He said, I was about 20-something years old. He says, Randy, one thing I want you to remember, and never forget this, always stay teachable. Because if you don't stay teachable, you stop growing. Woo! And it's the truth. Never get to where you think you know it all, because then you stop learning. Because a little baby can teach us things. An animal, a bird, God can use anything to teach us. Amen? Praise God. Thank you so much for your attention. And I love you all. And let's trust the Lord and know He's in control. God bless you.